A HIPAA written consent or authorization can look like this. It can take other forms. It doesn't really matter so much as long as the required regulatory elements are contained in the form. So you can take the requirements and make your own form however you want, but just for purposes of unpacking, we're going to take a look at an example of a form that the New York State Department of Health uses, and that is a valid HIPAA authorization. So let's begin with the requirements that we went over. If you look at the middle section of the form, numbers 5, 6, 7, and 8, you'll see that it's asking for the identification of the person who's making the disclosure, the identification of the person who's receiving the information. It asks for the purpose, it asks for a description of the information, and it has an expiration date and event. All things we just talked about that's required to make an authorization valid. The top part includes some of the mandatory statements that we talked about around the potential for redisclosure, the fact that, you know, you can't condition treatment on signing the authorization, and also the fact that the patient can change their minds. If you look at the bottom of the form, you'll see the signature of the patient or the authorized representative also required. You can see this form is very clear in including the elements that are required to make an authorization valid under HIPAA.